The speed up sound with Kyle Meredith.
Jamila Woods had a strong 2016, thanks in part to her debut album Heaven and collaborations with fellow Chicago artists like Chance the Rapper. Heaven was eventually picked up by Jack Jaguar and received a re-release in 2017 with an additional single, Holy, added to the mix. We got to talk about her soul background, falling in love with poetry, and giving back to the community that's given her so much. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
I'm an alien from inner space. They can read my mind all in my face.
Soul, like my faith background, activism, to me, they kind of come from coming up doing poetry. And I think poetry was what kind of gave me, it allowed me to know what to write about, whether I'm writing a poem or a song. I think I was kind of introduced to the idea that everyone has a story worth telling, and there's no story too boring or too kind of disparate to make sense. And so when I started doing poetry in high school, it kind of empowered me to trust in my voice, not only as a poet, but as a singer.
Black is like the magic's like a spell. My brothers went to heaven, the police going to, yeah, they're going to hello.
Ever since then, it made sense to me to use like elements of hip hop, like sampling or kind of making allusions, and to kind of bring those elements into my songwriting. I think it's definitely using hip-hop elements, and in that sense, it makes sense, that because hip-hop is all about kind of recontextualizing things, and so it makes sense to have gospel next to, like, a reference from an Incubus song, next to Afrofuturistic kind of lyrics, so.
Meet me in outer space. We could spend the night.
I'm having fun with myself, I guess, and I definitely love that, you know, when people are kind of excited to kind of Easter egg hunt through the album to see what references they recognize. And to me, it kind of feels like also thinking of hip-hop as like a collage art form, like what am I bringing into a new song with me that kind of tells something about who I am in that sense. Like, I'm adding to a collage, but I'm also bringing in something that is important to me or says something about who I am.
Lonely, lonely, how I be, how I be. Lonely, lonely, cut so deep.
There is definitely the activism and the bigger picture stuff that you're talking about on the record, but a lot of this is about self-empowerment. Probably as much for you as, you know, hopefully to other people listening to it.
Yeah, that's definitely a big part of it. It was a lot about thinking about love and kind of going deeper than maybe what I was taught love was, you know, kind of thinking about self-love and like love of your community and things like that, and hoping that comes across in the different songs.
Black girl be in a bubble.
The poetry part of things, what drew you to poetry in the first place? That's natural for some people, but not for everyone.
Yeah, it was actually kind of by accident. There's an after-school program in Chicago, and I applied for the music program, and I didn't get into that one. I got put into the poetry one. And so at first I was kind of upset, but I ended up falling in love with it. And I think it was, you know, I had grew up singing in choirs and not really thinking I had the type of voice that was could be a solo voice or could be a solo artist. And it was really, like I said, through poetry that I realized that it's not about focusing on what you don't have or like stories that you can't tell, but you know, if you spend all your time doing that, you'll never realize what you do have and what you can do with your voice and the stories that you do have.
Show me how you do that trick, the one that makes you love someone.
You have these great musicians, yourself included, obviously, you know, whether you call it a scene or not, want to, but here I see that you all are all seeming to give back. You're putting as much back into the community as you're getting.
For me, it comes from even, you know, how I found my first kind of transformative poetic experience at YCA, Young Chicago Authors, I knew I wanted to go back and work there even before I knew really that, you know, I was doing music or anything like that. I think a lot of Chicago and especially artists have these experiences where these organizations or these communities really influence us, and there's really no industry in Chicago. There's no kind of, you know, any day the mayor could change his mind about something and then a program's gone. So it's kind of this idea that we have to sustain ourselves. And so I think that is, at least for me, where it comes from, the idea of wanting to give back.
Surely, 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 goodness and mercy shall follow me.
The album is a year old. Are you already, I would guess, working on the next one?
Yeah, definitely writing more. Definitely writing more things, and also working on learning more elements of production too, so I can kind of be on both sides of that for the next album. But yeah, I'm still working with a lot of the same producers who are on Heaven, like Odd Couple and D-Lily, and working with my sister, Ayanna Woods, who produced one of the songs too. So definitely working on new stuff.
A body of water inside me reminds me of oceans, though I've never known one. I'm born by a cold one, it's only a small one compared.
Jamila Woods, whose Heaven album you can find anywhere good music is sold. For more of my interviews, you can head over to Facebook or Twitter /Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing this episode. From the studios at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.
I know you wanna get in the